joyous season of Christmas. With the vaccine on the very brink of distribution, expectation and hope are brewing. Restoration is on the horizon. Our Advent faith teaches us just that. Our strength, perseverance, and courage to face the current challenges comes from our faith in the God that the prophet Isaiah speaks of in our reading today, a God of restoration. Interesting fact about the prophet Isaiah. When reading Isaiah, you might notice, and if you read Isaiah, it's a long book, right? You might notice that the voice of the prophet changes. Often the book is divided into three separate voices: first, second, and third Isaiah. What you find is that the historical context in which these parts were written is reflected in the message. Essentially, it is staged before, during, and after the Babylonian exile. Our reading today is found in 3rd Isaiah. At this point in Israel's history, the scattered peoples under Babylonian exile are coming home, rebuilding Jerusalem in the temple and restoring Israel. And what they discover is that everyone and everything had been changed, even the land to which they returned. There's a small group of people who had remained, a remnant. And then there are people coming from all different places and all different people. And as much as they want life to return to normal, this is one of those moments when there is no going back. Having lived the oppressed life as exiles and persecution under the reign of the imperial Babylonian forces, they long for restoration, to resume their former glory. What they discover upon return is a place of ruin, disappointment, and division. It's in this darkness, the grim realities of restoring a ruined city and temple and reconciliation of a scattered people, that Isaiah brings good news and comfort. Many of you may have recognized this scripture, not in the voice of Isaiah, but that of Jesus. In the Gospel of Luke, Jesus launches his ministry at the synagogue in his hometown Nazareth by publicly reading specifically from this scroll of Isaiah. Jesus is speaking to a very different people in a very different time. Yet they too are subjected to oppression and persecution, this time by the Roman Empire. So when Jesus and Isaiah speak, they are sharing good news to a very specific audience: the oppressed, the brokenhearted, the captives, the prisoners, the mournful, and the faint of spirit. It's a people who deserve justice and who remain hopeful for the promise of God, a God of steadfast love, a God of restoration. More than that, it's a people called forth to participate in the restoration. Isaiah proclaims they will be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord to display his glory. They shall build up the ancient ruins. They shall raise up the former devastations. They shall repair the ruined cities, the devastations of many generations. We find then a message of both liberation and mission. In this third week of Advent, as we wait with expectancy for the coming of Christ, it's important that we hear the voice of Isaiah proclaim the good news. See, it's important that we recognize that these are the words Jesus chose as he steps into the mission field. And it's especially significant that we remember Christ comes to the least of these: the oppressed, brokenhearted, captives, prisoners, mournful, and faint of spirit. Christ comes to restore God's reign and beckons us, like Isaiah, to participate. The prophet Isaiah offers a sure promise, beginning with good news and concluding with a response of joy See, our joy comes from the Lord, from the assurance of God's abundance and restoration. So Isaiah expresses to a weary and desperate people his joy in the Lord. Psychologist Sandra Brown explains, joy comes when you make peace with who you are, where you are, why you are, and who you are not with. When you need nothing more than your truth and the love of a good God to bring peace, then you have settled into the abiding joy that is not rocked by anything. This is the voice of Isaiah and Jesus, a resounding joy despite challenges and disappointments. Instead, their faith abides in the God of justice who will fulfill the promise of restoration. And as followers of Christ, we too are the voices bearing the good news to those who long to hear the sound of comfort and joy. There has never been a more significant time than now, as we shudder in place and maintain our distance out of love and care of others. The one thing we do have is our voice, and it comes in so many ways. Let us share the good news to the oppressed. Unemployment rates continue to rise. People are unable to pay rent and buy adequate food. Children do not have access to online education or require assistance to navigate hybrid systems of learning. Share the joy by supporting your local food bank and checking in on friends and neighbors to see if they have needs. Support local restaurants and businesses who are operating under tight restrictions. Let us share the good news to the prisoners in their homes, hospitals, nursing care facilities, and colleges. I spoke to a person this week who happened to phone call me, and she said to me that I was the only living voice she had heard all day. What joy it was for us to connect with a friend that day. Now is the time to reach out to neighbors or friends you haven't seen in a while. We all need a little more touch. Let us share the good news to the brokenhearted. Now is an appropriate time to reconcile with people. Where ties have been broken, mend those relationships. Extend mercy and grace. Offer a listening ear for lost or postponed dreams and for loneliness and separation. It's been a long time since I've sent out Christmas cards, but a card of any kind can offer a little encouragement and be your voice this time of year. Let us share the good news to those mourning. In this time of sickness and death, we must be a haven in the storm. Pray for God's healing hand, comfort, and everlasting peace. Let us share the good news to those faint in spirit. We carry the added burdens of children learning at home, navigating unemployment, caring for those homebound, and the pain of isolation that we all experience. The uncertainty of this time is extremely troubling. People need to hear the good news of Christ, the one who dwells in all of us, the gift of light in the midst of such darkness. Friends, it is just such a time as this that we must resound with the spirit of Isaiah. Let our faith build up, raise up, and repair. Let our faith bring glory to the God of restoration. Our voices must ring out with tidings of comfort and joy. So this morning, Diane Anderson is sharing her gift of wildlife photography. Through these photos, she offers us comfort and joy. Praise be to God.